Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's talk to Jason Longshore. He is an analyst for Atlanta United, and of course, we carry all Atlanta United games we have since their inception. And Jason, we've talked a lot about, you know, the hopes and dreams of this season, and now that we're underway, you know, I was asking Mike, and we were talking about this a little bit yesterday, but it's great to have you back on. What's your assessment of I don't want to say failures, but the lack of execution, okay, at the end of matches? And we know we had some of this last year. It's a new year. I don't want to say last year had anything to do with it, but, you know, especially after the end of, at the end of the Miami match, tell me what your thoughts were and what happened. Where was the breakdown?
Yeah, it's a weird sequence there at the end of that match. You go back to the first half. You're up 2-0, you think, with the second goal from a Lennon cross to Latte Lott. It's taken away offside. It was really close. We didn't really get many looks at it. Really close call, and Miami goes down the other way, force a turnover, and they score. So you go immediately from like 2-0 up to 1-1. I thought they responded well to that. It felt like a game that could have gone either way for most of the second half. Two really good teams. It was a really good, well-played match. You have one moment where you get distracted, and full credit to Luis Suarez and all of the dark arts that Luis Suarez is a master of. Right. I think it's intentional. He's arguing with the referee, which he did all night, but he's arguing with the referee and a short corner is played. It's enough of that, like, hey, what's going on over there, to not step out, not defend it tightly, and that half step to get to the cross and the half step to defend the back post ends up costing you 3 points.
Jason, I know that I don't want to get too off in the weeds technical for the casual fan, but, you know, it just seems like, why don't you put Miggy in the middle? I've seen a lot of comments, and a lot of the guys that I'm friends with, the guys I used to sit with in Section 208 and 206, were saying, why don't you just put Miggy and get Moranchuk out of there? And maybe that's a better suited role for him?
It's not that simple, I don't think. I think the way that Atlanta wants to play, you want your wingers to cut inside. I think it's a little bit of just time. You know, like, you've got guys who, one, you haven't had Lennon and Amador until this game. And that's a huge part of it. I know different positions, but when you get the front five set up the way that you want, and in the attack, you're talking about five. You look from left to right. You want Amador high up on the left. You want Saba cutting inside from the left. You want Latte Lott. You want Almiron cutting in from the right, and you want Lennon. I thought it looked pretty good at times on Sunday night against Miami. You get that goal, Lennon's involved, and Miggy dropped deeper in that role, and Moranchuk went higher up the field. It's those sorts of sequences, those interchanges that you need. I think just dropping somebody like Alexi Moranchuk, you know, we've had this conversation a lot about tens in Atlanta, and Miguel's not your typical number 10. He never was. He was an eight when he came to Atlanta, became a goal-scoring threat during his time here, and he really wasn't at Newcastle as much, by the way. He played more on the wing at Newcastle. So the only time he played as a 10 on a regular basis was 2 years here in Atlanta, under a different manager and a different style of play. The next number 10 after him was Pitty Martinez, and a lot of people had a lot of different feelings about Pitty Martinez and overlooked the fact that in 2019 he was one of the most effective chance creators in Major League Soccer. A lot of people had opinions about Marcelino Moreno, and again, you can look at the numbers, they back it up. He was far more effective than he got credit for. I think Maranchuk is in that same situation. The week before, where you're talking about Maranchuk's not doing anything. I'm not saying you specifically, Mike. I'm just saying in general the conversation that he's not doing anything. You might have been saying it. I don't know. You didn't say it to me. He's not doing anything. Well, he was involved in creating five chances. You know, so like it's this thing where I think the 10 position at times is one of the hardest to define. It's one of the hardest if there's not a goal or an assist to measure the value of what that player is bringing. I think Maranchuk is a player who's maybe feeling a little bit of pressure at the moment, maybe pressing a little bit too much and trying to make too much happen. But if you want to be honest, look at Miguel Almiron as well. And I think he's feeling that pressure. I think he's a player who comes back and gets the reception that he does. And he wants to put this team on his back and in a good way. But sometimes you're trying to do too much. When Maranchuk and Almiron and Saba and Lotte can just play and just be and just combine, I think this team will be better off for it. Right now you've got some guys that are trying to do too much to carry things. Saba's doing the same thing because he takes pride in this team. I think they all do. And maybe taking that little half step back and finding the ways to combine rather than trying to put the team on their back goes for all of them, and they'll be better off for it.
By the way, with Atlanta United's season in full swing, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. It's awesome. And Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. And you can check that out Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to ask you about Ronnie Dalia and ask you, what is he wanting to do? What do you believe that he wants to be happening and what he wants to do and what this should look like? I understand what you're saying about the players and the coming together and, you know, the continuity. I totally agree. What does Ronnie want this to look like?
The two things I keep coming back to that Ronnie has talked about a lot in the past few weeks. One he got very into after this game is he wants guys to play without the fear of making a mistake or the fear of a repercussion or a consequence from making a bad play. You can't play freely that way. You can't attack that way. Attacking has to be feel and instinct and taking chances and risking things. He doesn't want this team to have that nagging thing in the back of their head like, you know, if I make this mistake, I might lose my spot. If I make this mistake, we might lose. If I make this mistake, you can't play that way. You can't play well that way. So that's one thing. And I think the other, and this has been a recurring issue, and I'm sure you guys see this. I've made the analogy about basketball with this one. When you're doing everything right and you're getting good looks and you're getting chances and you're getting shots and they're not falling or they're not finding the back of the net in this case, sometimes your natural inclination is to try something different. When that's kind of a bad idea if you're getting the looks, right? You know, if you're getting good shots, you should keep getting to those spots to make them happen. And I think the last two games, Atlanta United in the first half has had a flurry of opportunities and a run of play where they're switching the play, getting from left to right or right to left, getting the ball wide, opening up the defense, and then creating opportunities out of it. Now, they've only had one goal out of that. But the opportunities are there. When the goals don't happen, I think this team gets antsy and they want to come back into the middle where it's crowded and they want to play through the middle and they want to combine and they try to do something different rather than stick with what's working and have the faith that the goals will come from it. You know, if you're getting good looks in basketball and the shot's not falling, you should keep getting those good looks, right? It's the same in soccer. Keep getting to where you're getting to get the good look and keep forcing that issue. And I want this team, I want to see them do that more. And I think that's something that Ronnie Dial has been really specific about wanting to see. Get wide, open things up, get the opportunities, and the shots will fall.
It is the Dukes and Bell guys. We're live at Twin Peaks in Chattanooga, sponsored by our buddies at New Realm. We're going to talk more about Steelers getting a little antsy with Aaron Rodgers. Right now we're talking to our man Jason Longshore about United. On the positive side, Jason, I thought Brad Guzan, now 2 years removed from that Achilles injury, looks like a guy's half his age. He was unbelievable. And got to be honest, he had to be unbelievable to keep him in the game.
He's a maniac. I mean, I just don't know how else to describe Brad Guzan at this point. Every time I talk to people from outside of Atlanta, the first question is like, oh, well, you know, he's old. How can he keep doing this? How can he keep producing? Are you worried about it? Have you seen him play? Have you seen him play in the last couple of years? He's been really good, and somehow he keeps getting better. You know, I thought what he did last year in the postseason was amazing, but he started this year just as good. Made a number of big saves, big plays. He is just an amazing athlete. And to be able to keep doing this, look, you're going to need him in big moments. You'd like to not have him have to do as much. You'd like to give him clean sheets like he got against the Red Bulls where there's no shots on target. But I think this team has the faith in him in games where they're going to be under a lot of pressure offensively that he can get the job done.
Jason, we're just getting word U.S. Soccer announced a record $1 million purse for the 2025 Open Cup. It's more than double last year's prize, which is a significant milestone for the oldest ongoing national soccer competition in the country. What do you make of this as they've upped the ante for the U.S. Open
Cup? You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's where everything's going right now in soccer in this country. And, you know, what's really cool is we're at the heart of all of it here in Atlanta. You know, we're seeing U.S. soccer come to town. Everybody right now is looking ahead to Club World Cup this summer and then World Cup next year, 8 games, a semifinal. Like, everything is bubbling up. And the Open Cup, in my opinion, has been one of the underrated jewels of soccer in this country, where you get the same thing we're going to be talking about this weekend with March Madness. You get the David versus Goliath kind of matchups. You get the Cinderella stories. You get amateur teams that are going to have a chance to play professional teams, and you'll see upsets. You're going to see lower-level professional teams get to play Major League Soccer teams, and you'll see upsets. It's a one-game, anything-can-happen kind of scenario. I love that the purse has increased. That means teams are going to take this more seriously. I think now the next step is sitting down between U.S. Soccer and Major League Soccer and all the other professional leagues as well, but MLS right now with Leagues Cup, with the Open Cup, with CONCACAF, which is an international competition, you have a lot of games that teams have to play, and you don't have every team playing in the Open Cup this season from Major League Soccer. I'd love to see that change and let teams make the decision. You know, if you're not in a situation because of other scheduling concerns that you need to play more reserves in the Open Cup, and sometimes you have to do that. We see it with the FA Cup all the time in England, other cup competitions. But if you can really go for it now, and that purse is what it is, and you have the chance to for players to put more money in their pocket if they keep winning games in the tournament and advancing, you create a lot of excitement. And I think that David versus Goliath kind of aspect of the Open Cup is so special, and I want to see this tournament continue to grow in importance, but also take some of these big games to places outside of, you know, our Major League Soccer cities. Chattanooga is a prime example. You got two teams in the Chattanooga area who are going to be playing in the Open Cup this week, the Chattanooga Red Wolves and Chattanooga FC. That's awesome. You want to see those games. You want to see them mean something. Put more money to it, that's always going to make it mean a little bit more.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.